20 years. So she's offering her services at the academy. Especially she's based in the conference office. So she organizes Raj Yoga camps. We see that many visitors, they keep coming every year as guests. And especially she's instrument for this, to organize the Raj Yoga camps. And she has been inspiring many souls around the globe. So now I request Sister Suman to share on the topic. Do you know what the topic is? Remember today's blessing? Yes, how to become an embodiment of sympathy, spiritual sympathy. So that's what she's going to speak on. And let's give a big hand to her. Louder, please. Yes. Thank you. So now I request Sister Suman to share her experience and inspirations on this topic. Yes, Sister Nancy? She's going to speak in English. Recording. Rekoya, if you need it, you will get it. Yes. Okay. So Vietnam is... Who is translating? You're translating? So just take the battery for the mic. Okay. So now I request Sister Suman to share on the topic. Om Shanti. Today's blessing was wonderful, isn't it? If we want to become wealthy, we have to be sympathetic, or in other words, we can say compassionate. Yeah. So we all want to become wealthy, don't we? In terms of spiritual treasures, wealthy in terms of happiness, wealthy in terms of virtues and powers, wealthy in all of these things. So Baba gave us the key to become wealthy, spiritually wealthy, and that is to become compassionate. And Baba, when he starts to do karma in the confluence age, Shiva Baba, the first value that he exhibits, okay, is the ocean of values, is the ocean of virtues. But the first virtue or value that he exhibits in the form of karma, and that is compassion. Don't you think so? Because looking from up above, when people are so merged in sorrow, calling out for God, "Oh God, come, remove our sorrow, give us happiness." That for a long period of time, from Copper Age onwards, we have been calling for God to come and empower us. So, to come into this iron-aged world, he needs to have a lot of sympathy and compassion. Don't you think so? Because for us, to go to a place where it is very dirty, poor people are staying and it's like dirty. You must have seen Bombay, where, slums are there. Would we like to go there? We feel so bad. Oh, it's so dirty. How can we go? But just imagine Baba being all pure. He is the most powerful. So purest. He is the purest, ultimate pure, right? So he, to come into this dirty world, so much of compassion. In the same way, if we have compassion for such people, we are ready to go and serve them. If we say, "Oh, they are so dirty, so I don't want to go there." Right? So as Baba is so compassionate, so we children of Baba needs to be compassionate. Only then can we serve others. Without compassion, we won't get the feeling of serving others. Right? To become a world benefactor, Baba gives us big, big titles of being a world benefactor, of becoming ancestor souls. So we can realize those virtues, we can practically be that by becoming an embodiment of compassion. So now, what do you think compassion is? If we have to become embodiment of compassion, we need to understand that word, that virtue, that value. Right? So what do you think is compassion? Loving. Love and support. Yeah. Anything else? Uplifting the people. Uplifting the people. Okay. Finish the gap. Yes. Yeah, to feel what they want and to give accordingly is compassion. You know, many times we want to give, we want to serve them food, we want to serve them so much. If they're just thirsty and they don't want food, they just, all they want is a glass of water. And we are just giving so much because we feel that they need, so let me give. But they are not hungry. All they need is a glass of water. Many souls to come to us, right? To Baba's children. Instead of understanding what they want, we just start to give gyan. Let me empty everything and give. Let them become Babas. Let them, you know, to become air souls. And let them, you know, like, we have so much of enthusiasm to fill them, but they are not ready to accept it. Their mindset is not so powerful still. Right? So all they need is a smile, little bit of love, and let them experience that peace, the vibrations that we... That's it. All they want is that. Because, as Baba said, the souls don't have so much of power to listen to long lectures and go into depth of knowledge, understand soul, understand Shiv Baba, understand karma, cycle. It's such a big thing for them. All they want is experience. That's it. So we have to become the embodiment of all powers. Only then we can make them experience in few minutes. Giving them the essence of knowledge, essence of Baba's powers, essence of experience, all that, right? What else do you think is compassion? Brainstorm, let's think. What is compassion? Caring and respect. Yes, wonderful. Anything else? Yeah? Love. Yes. Yeah. Compassion is the combination of all these things, right? Love, respect, mercy. Also comes in. All these things together, compassion comes. And in other words, There are two things, like sympathy and empathy. When Baba speaks of sympathy, it's not really sympathy that he is speaking of. It is empathy that Baba is speaking of. Right? There's a difference between sympathy and empathy. Don't you think so? Sympathy is just being merciful. Oh, poor one. That soul is so sorrowful. That soul is experiencing so much of sorrow. Feeling sorry for that soul. Sorry for that person. That's sympathy. And many times when we have sympathy for others, those souls even go down. The level of that soul goes down. And that soul will start to feel, oh poor me, I have tolerated so much, I have done so much, but people are not treating me properly. So the feeling of poor me comes in. So that soul becomes self-sympathetic. Look, I had to do so much, I had to face so much in life, people have been treating me so badly, all these things comes in. The feeling of poor me comes in. But when the feeling of poor me comes in, what happens? We get sucked into the whirlpool. We'll get sucked. So we won't be able to uplift ourselves. It's always, oh, I've done so much in life. I've tolerated so much in life. So I have been self-sympathetic. Like, I'm pampering myself. I'm pampering myself. You know, I'm not able to uplift myself. That's a problem. Right? But here, empathy is necessary. Sympathy, while having sympathy, we make others to go down on the energy level, and also if we have self-sympathy, we are drawn down. Okay? So instead of sympathy, we need to have empathy. Empathy is what? Okay, understanding that soul has tolerated a lot, had to face a lot in life, but reminding the real nature of the soul. Reminding this real nature of the soul is powerful. The soul is Shivaba's child. So, Baba being the Almighty Authority, we are the children of the Almighty Authority, we are Master Almighty Authorities. Making the problem which is like a mountain into a molehill. When we have sympathy, we make small problems into mountains. We make small problems into big ones. But when we have empathy, we make big problems like molehills. Not only molehills, but into cotton wool. It becomes. Because we are aware who our companion is. We are aware where to get that energy. We are aware of our karmic accounts. Why anyone is treating me badly? Why certain things are happening to me in this life? When we go into the blame game, oh, this person did like that to me. Oh, did that person deceived me. This person insulted me. That person cheated me. I am blaming other person. So when we understand karma on a deeper level, we have solutions. We know the answers for all those situations. We know why that person deceived me, why that person cheated me, why that person insulted me. Don't we know the answer? Do we? We know the answer? What was that? Karma. Right? In one of my previous birth, I must have deceived someone. Maybe not the same person, might have deceived another person, that karma has come back to me. Right? Why a particular type of situation comes in my life again and again is because I have done that to others. I have made other people to feel like that in my previous births. Why others, it's not only one person, why most of the people treat me badly, they don't respect me, is because maybe in this birth or in my previous birth I was very egoistic and I have treated people very badly. So now it's like we need to have a little bit of patience and continue to do good things. What happens is, why is this happening only to me? Even after meditating so much, even after understanding Baba, understanding Gyan, why is this happening to me? The question arises, don't we? We have that, right? Even after meditating so much, why all this karma? Settling has to happen. Of 63 births, it's not of one birth. It's of 63 births. We are settling. So, any chronic disease, any chronic disease which has been with us for many, many years, and when that we meet a good doctor and he starts to treat that chronic disease, it doesn't go in 15 days or 1 month. He says, no, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year you have to take that medicine. He says, right? So because that disease has been with me since childhood, so I have to take that medicine for a long period of time. Only then it gets eradicated from the roots. So with us as well, it's the same thing. Our disease have been with us for how many years? How many births? 63 births and 2500 years. Just imagine, it's been there with us for 2500 years. So now Baba, the surgeon, is treating us. And it is being healed. It's not that it's not being healed. It's been healed like layer upon layer upon layer. It's getting healed. Right? As we go deeper, more dangerous diseases are coming up. So then again, that perseverance, that patience we need to have and continue to have trust in Baba and Baba's knowledge. And continue with whatever Baba's Srimad is, So gradually that gets healed, I just always give this example, When we go, for example, if we go for a world tour, for 3 months we are going on a world tour. Towards the starting, we'll be having so much of enthusiasm. Wow! We'll be going places, we'll be seeing this, seeing that, all those things towards the starting. As the journey goes on and on and on, and towards the end of the journey, towards the end of 3 months, how would we be feeling? Oh, it's good. Better to go back home, sleep in my bed. No matter how we must have put in 5-star hotels and enjoying the food, enjoying everything, but nothing like going back home. Don't you think so? Towards the end of the journey, we feel that. Oh, how quick we are going back. That's enough. We have seen enough. If I don't want to see new places, I'm tired of all this tour. I want to go back. And if there's other group of people who have just started with the world tour, at the end of our journey, a group of people, we meet a group of people who have just started with the world tour. How enthusiastic would they be? Right? Wow, we are going. So now, we Brahmins are towards the end. Because we have come here 5,000 years ago. Right? We have been on this earth for such a long time, and now all of us are like tired and we want to just go back home to our soul world, because it's been a long, long journey for all of us. But for the souls who have just come down from Paramdham, they're so fresh, so energetic. They want to do so many things, so much. Their energy level is more. We sometimes have questions, we being Baba's children, why our energy level is down? Look at this Laukik people. They're so energetic. Sometimes that comparison comes. It's because of this. We are already at towards the end and we have been here for such a long time. The battery of the soul, the energy has come down. Even if we are meditating, even we are connecting back, we are connecting to and remembering Baba in Paramdham, that is the only way that we are regenerating ourselves and bring our energy level more. So whenever we feel drained out, whenever we feel our energy level has come down, again, remember not only Shiva Baba, not only Baba, but remember home. You know, that is the only place, Baba says, where we experience complete silence. When we take our intellects to our Paramdham, back to our home, we feel so good. And that's a place we have to go anyway, before going to Golden Age. So this is a beautiful experience, remembering Baba in Paramdham. Taking our intellects up above, higher up, so that we get detached from not only body consciousness, not only from the body, but from this bodily world, the world of bodies, this physical world, completely. This is a very powerful experience that we can do, the powerful practice that we can do to take our intellects up above to Paramdham, to experience that silence, sitting with Shiva Baba and regenerating. So the more we do this practice, you know, we get the qualities of Shiva Baba. That's the ultimate aim, right? In meditation, what is our ultimate aim? To become equal to the Father. Equal not only to Brahma Baba, but equal to Shiva Baba we want to become. That's what Baba emphasizes again and again. To become Bap Saman. Equal to the Father. So if I want to become equal to Shiva Baba, so then his qualities has to flow into me. The energy level of me and Shiva Baba should almost be equal. Right? So, the more I remember Shiva Baba in that form, in Paramdham, that energy flow would be much more easier. And the first quality I was saying, that Baba exhibited empathy. Empathy is having mercy for others, but empowering the soul. Empowerment has to happen. You know, if we make others dependent on me, that's making them weak. Right? So, but I have to make others to stand on their own legs, on their own feet, to become empowered. And that's empathy. This understanding the soul and bringing back the awareness of the soul's original qualities is empathy. So it's not only bringing back the awareness of the original quality, but also understanding the karma is also very much important. When I understand the karmic accounts, then I don't have to sulk. Then I don't have to blame. Then the blame game is not there. It's because of this person. No. It's because of my own karma. I'm ready to take responsibility for my own karma. When I start to take responsibility, then I have answers to all questions, answers to all problems, solutions to all problems. Right? So that can happen when we have that connection, that link, that knowledge of the soul and the feeling of empathy. And then when we have that empathy, then we don't see the negative karma of others. It's deeper, you know, because when we look at the negativity of others, means we have negative feelings for us. So why is this person doing like this? Why is that person doing like this? But we know, when we have empathy, then we always have hope that soul gets enlightened. Let that soul get divine intellect. Let the soul get connected to Shiva Baba. So when we have sympathy, we have good wishes for anyone who is doing negative karma or anyone towards whom we have bad feelings. It's only when we have empathy that we can have pure feelings and good wishes for others. Because when Baba has given us the knowledge of karma, we can see the future of such souls. Okay, if this soul is doing like this today, what would be the future of that soul? So looking at the future of the soul, then we have empathy. Hope that soul understands today and transform its karma, his or her karma. So when we have pure feelings, good wishes, when we give the energy of good wishes towards others, then gradually the soul might transform. Otherwise, I'm constantly looking at negativity of others, then I'm giving negative vibrations. Negative feelings are going. So I need to transform the feelings now. It's not only thoughts that I need to transform, but the feelings. How do I feel looking at others? Looking at a particular person, what am I feeling? The feelings I need to see. You know, do I feel good meeting this person? Or do I don't feel good meeting that person or looking at that person? Because feelings are much more subtler than thoughts. Feelings are much more subtle than thoughts. Don't you think so? Because whenever we become angry, I'm sitting calm, cool, I'm doing my own work. Somebody comes and does something, somebody comes and says something, I get angry, right? When I get angry, does the feeling comes first or the words come first? Or the thought comes first? The feelings comes first or the thought comes first? Many times it's a feeling which comes first. Boom, it bursts. But then the thoughts, why is this person saying like this? Why? Then I start to think and I say, after saying, I say, oh, I should have not told that. I should have not done that. When the feeling is powerful, I'm not able to control my words. I'm not able to control my thoughts because the feelings are powerful. You know? So, feelings are controlling my thoughts now. It's because of my feeling that I'm doing a particular thing. So in order to control my thoughts, I need to control the underneath thing which is controlling my thoughts, that is feelings. Because feelings travel much more faster than thoughts. Because you know, whenever we meet people, particular feeling comes, we are not able to identify, we are not able to give words to those feelings. Many times it happens. We feel either good or we feel bad, but something is happening, but we are not able to give words to those feelings. So when we start to control those feelings, good feelings, well and good, but negative feelings. You know, when we start to understand those and start to transform those feelings, only then can we transform our thoughts. So, whenever I see others, am I having good feelings? Am I feeling good about that? That's what people out in the world, they say, feel good factor. They say about this, right? How good am I feeling today? As soon as I wake up in the morning, am I feeling good or am I feeling bad? When I meet others, am I feeling good? So, if I'm not feeling good, then change that feeling. This is also a form of empathy, to have good feelings, pure feelings for others, you know. Because when we have pure feelings for others, that positive energy is transmitted. When that positive energy is transmitted, then we are, you know, empowering. We are helping for that empowerment of that soul, empowerment of the atmosphere, empowerment of the people. So pure feelings is very much necessary. To have pure feelings again, then what is necessary? What else is necessary to have pure feelings? Contentment. Having pure drishti for others, pure vision for others, towards others. You know, when I look at others in an elevated form, oh, such an elevated soul, such a good one, a good soul. And when I look at the positive virtues of that soul, you know, pure drishti towards others. It's not only of today. What does Baba see when he looks at us? What does Baba see when he looks at us? Baba looks at our future. He doesn't look at present. Today, I might be struggling to be a Brahmin. I might be going through ups and downs in my Brahmin life, in my efforts, in my everything, in my Brahmin life. But future of all Brahmin children is very bright. Is very bright. Right? So Baba looks at our future of not this birth, but golden aged birth. Yeah. No, Baba, in last season I remember Baba saying this, I love even the last bead of the rosary so much. Just imagine how much he loves each of us. He says he loves even the last child. That means the last of the 33 crores of people, last towards the silver age. Just imagine, 33 crore souls will come into the golden and silver ages, and the last soul who would be entering into silver age, so Baba says, I would love that soul also, equally. And Baba looks at that. Okay, at least that soul came into silver age, right? So that is what he appreciates. He appreciates what we do, and he doesn't look at what we don't do. We are opposite, right? We look at what people don't do and we don't appreciate what they do. And always complaining, oh, you didn't do that, you didn't do this, but not recognizing and appreciating what they did. So in the same way, what Baba does with us, having pure vision for others, oh, the soul is so elevated, they're angels. So having the vision of angels, just imagine, okay, it's normal that we are in white clothes, and like when we look at the gross thing, we just see, okay, brothers and sisters from different thing. But when we have elevated vision, we look at each one as an angel, don't we? Such elevated vision. When we have such elevated vision of others, of being angels, we are supporting them to reach there. Maybe today I'm not angel, but one day have to reach there. Have to reach there. We all have to reach there to become angels. And this is what Baba wants the world to see at Baba's children as angels, not ordinary human beings. They don't want to see at Baba's children as ordinary human beings. They want to, whenever they see any of Baba's child, they should have the vision of an angel. So how is it possible? When I have that elevated vision for others, each one is an angel. Each one is so elevated. So then my feelings gets elevated. And then I don't look at small negative behavior, negative things. No, I'm up above.
So we have to change our vision of ourselves first.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. As Baba looks us. Yes. Yes. Seeing ourselves as Baba sees us, and seeing others also as Baba sees them, is very much important. Otherwise, we are always judging others. Right? Baba says, don't become the judges of others. Become the judge of yourself and always have pure visions for others. Right? So this is what, why doesn't Baba look at the negativity of, look at our negativity? Why doesn't he do that? Why doesn't he do that? Do you know why? No, somebody practically asked Baba. You know, in Om Shanti Bhavan, Baba, this child who came in front of you, like, you know what he is, but you always elevate, you always look at the positivity and fill in enthusiasm in that soul and send. No matter how bad soul comes in front of Baba, Baba doesn't look at the bad qualities, weaknesses he doesn't see. He always see the good qualities and fills in the enthusiasm and power and sends that soul. Why? Why do you think Baba does that? No. Yeah, no negativity in Baba, that's right. But if Shiv Baba sees the negativity of that soul, it's like stamp. It's powerful. When it becomes a stamp, and it's very difficult for the soul to remove that weakness. Because just imagine Almighty authority explaining or looking at something negative means it becomes pakka. It becomes strong. And it's very difficult for the soul to make efforts to get rid of that weakness. But Shiv Baba is compassionate. There are many practical such examples. When Brahma Baba also existed, you know, one example was like one mother came to Brahma Baba and asked, Baba, I have a teenage child, like 18, 20 years, and my son wants to watch movies. So should I go with him or not? Was the question. Okay, so now, as a rule, as a discipline of Brahmin, we can't go and watch movies. Right? Baba said, okay child, go. So after that mother left, somebody asked, Baba, but this is not the discipline, this is not the Srimad. Why did you give permission for that mother to go and watch movie in the theater? Baba said, even if I refuse, the child will go. I know she has that desire to watch movies. Baba knows everything, right? So then Baba said, the child has a desire to go. So even after Baba refusing, if the child goes and watch movie, there is a lot of burden of not following Baba Srimad. That's why Baba was compassionate and say, okay. So that the child will not have extra burden of not following Baba Srimad. This is compassion. You know? So such is the power of Baba Srimad. Baba's drishti. So it becomes a spot permanent. That's why Baba never looks at the negativity. And understands the soul's capacity, and accordingly Baba will give Srimad. So when we souls, when Baba's children become, start to become powerful, when we go through the journey, we also become powerful. Each one of our thoughts become powerful. So when we powerful souls look at the negativity of other souls, what will happen? We are giving energy to those weaknesses of others. So it becomes difficult for the soul to get rid of that weakness and become powerful. Understood? So that's why Baba says, never, never, never look at the weaknesses of others. Not only narrating the weaknesses of others, but also not only through the thoughts also. The thoughts also should not arise of the weaknesses of others. Because whatever we think, because we Brahmin souls have lots and lots of power in our minds. So when we look at the negativity, we are giving energy to that negativity. So we have to be very, very careful of our thoughts. This is also being compassionate, not thinking of the weaknesses of others. And also not thinking too much of negativity of ourselves. We have to understand ourselves. We have to understand our both sides. Right? We need to understand our specialities. We need to understand our weaknesses. We need to become the judge of ourselves. Baba says, become judge of yourselves. But many times what happens, we look at our own negativity a lot and we don't see at our specialities. And then we get caught up in the whirlpool of guilt, of negative, and starts to sink. And then the enthusiasm level comes down. So understanding is very much important, but repeating that again and again. If I have done a mistake, okay, well and fine, I have done a mistake. Understand that I have done a mistake, because if I don't accept that I have done a mistake, I can't change. If somebody says, this is a mistake, I argue for that, then I can't change myself. Acceptance is very much important, but after accepting, if I say, oh, I have this weakness, what to do? I have this weakness, what to do? Have this weakness, what to do? So again and again thinking of that weakness is not a solution for that. I have the weakness, but think of the solution to get rid of that weakness. Because Baba gives solutions to all problems. That's why Baba says, don't become the embodiment of problem, but become an embodiment of solutions. For every problem, there is a solution. There is no problem without a solution. Right? So instead of thinking of the problem, let us think of the solution. Just be with Baba and say to Baba, Baba, this is a problem. What should I do? So Baba will give that touching. Okay, child, do this, do that, and all this problem will be gone. So connecting with Baba on that level is very much important. And being open with Baba and focusing more on the solution part of it. This is being empathetic towards the self. You know, not thinking too much of my negative weaknesses, but also being embodiment of solutions and not embodiment of problems is very much important. Okay, any questions, anything you want? There was one hand there. Yeah, please. Okay, if there's a big task and when we have to distribute that task, how to know which task to give to which soul? That's the question? Yes. Yeah. Delegating and also volunteer. Okay, this is the task. Who wants to do what? When we volunteer, when we open up, and when others volunteer, okay, I want to do this, I want to do this. So it's like it's easier. Instead of me delegating, if I say, okay, these are the tasks to be done, who wants to volunteer for what? So when, okay, if somebody says, okay, I want to do cleaning, when others say, I want to do the kitchen work, so it's like distributed. This is much more easy. I think this we can go for the volunteer thing. They can, if they volunteer, they do it with her, like, you know, with love. Because if I love cleaning, if somebody asks me, okay, go and do gardening, I don't like gardening, but I want to do cleaning. So if I'm given the task of cleaning, I would do it with greater love. Yes. Baba said that. Because being almighty authority, I can't look at the negativity. Because it becomes a stamp. Like, you know, he's putting the stamp on the negativity. Once it's a stamp, you know, like it's difficult to get rid of that. Yeah, that was the answer. Yeah. Recognize the negativities of in ourselves. Okay, understand it, accept it. If I say, okay, if I'm introspecting and I understand that I have ego in me, first level is accepting it. Okay, I have ego. When I accept it, half is gone. Okay, so next level is have to become more humble. How do I go about it? And then when I pay attention towards my activities, whenever I react on the basis of ego, I know, okay, ego is popping up. So then I check it, change it. So we have to check ourselves again and again for that particular thing, because that has been with us for a long time. Right? So then we have to keep a check on that particular thing for a long time. Maybe for a week, for 10 days, 15 days. So whenever that pops up, there's a like ring, like a, we know, okay, this is it. So then again, constant efforts to transform that ego into humility. Okay, so we'll finish this class here. Om Shanti, and we will have meditation from 6:30 to 7:30, okay? Just 2 minutes and then.